This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, looking ahead to Bucks at Colts for Week 12. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXIII, our annual golf tournament, and Holiday Spectacular West Chase Golf Club. On December 11th, Brandon Legal Group will be there. Brandon Legal Group will provide a prize basket. Brandon Legal Group for previous events has provided custom gifts for all players. They have the first foursome in every one of my golf tournaments, and they're a full-service law firm. They're based in the Brandon, but they service the greater Tampa Bay area. If you have a need for help with divorce, if you have a need for help with family law, whatever your legal need is, they are a full-service law firm. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or go to brandonlegalgroup.com, click the box Request a Free Consultation. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com for any fantasy questions this week. Your trade deadline may be lurking. You may want a second opinion on lineup, add, drop, trade, share a bad beat, share what you should have done on Thursday that you didn't do on Thursday with the three Thanksgiving Day games, etc. Todd Wright Fantasy Football at gmail.com. All right, so Colts is pretty easy. There are really only three players of any significance. If you own Jonathan Taylor, you know he's kind of picked up where Derrick Henry left off. In my three leagues, the player that owns Jonathan Taylor, the owner that has Jonathan Taylor, leads outright in two of them and is very close to first place in the third. Jonathan Taylor is RB2 on the season in my 21st century standard scoring settings and is the one of only two non-quarterbacks over 21 points per game, 21.1. Derrick Henry was 21.9. Taylor, in my scoring settings, had 50 last week. He is also averaging 20.4 touches of the football per game. I show that as sixth among running backs, touches being both rushing the ball and catching the ball. If you own Jonathan Taylor, you're thrilled. And depending on how Jonathan Taylor finishes this year, Jonathan Taylor is now in the mix to potentially be the number one pick in fantasy drafts next year. I doubt, barring major injury or other major news, there's any chance Jonathan Taylor won't be drafted in the top four or five of next year's draft. Probably can push that up to three at this point. The numbers are phenomenal. Don't care what you say about the Bucks defense. I don't care. We're talking about Jonathan Taylor. Matchups are overrated. You worry about Jonathan Taylor, you play your best players. Jonathan Taylor makes the Colts a very difficult out if they get into the playoffs. And it's not like he's new to this. He's just getting better with more work. Michael Pittman Jr. has become a significant wide receiver. Let's call him a wide receiver too. Now he is just outside. He was inside my top 20 wide receiver tight ends last week. This week he is outside the wide receiver tight ends because Taylor did everything in the win, I believe, against Buffalo last week. But Michael Pittman gets his share of attention from Carson Wentz and the play calling of the Colts. Pittman is worthy of being a wide receiver two, or even better, a wide receiver three or flex play weekly until further notice. And while Carson Wentz is not in my top 15 based on average points per game, he's just outside that. I did use him in a desperate situation with Lamar Jackson on a bye a few weeks ago. He gave away 6 points. He had a bad pick six against the Titans. He tried to throw left-handed late in the game and then had another pick that ended the game, which cost me six. He's more of a two-quarterback league guy, but you're without Kyler Murray this week. You're without Patrick Mahomes this week. There are two other teams that are on bye. Don't know them off the top of my head because it doesn't impact me that much. Can you get away with Carson Wentz this week? You can do better. I mean, I think Heinicke's better if you can pick him up and play him, but it's close. He's not a QB1. He's not someone you want to start every week. So that's what I think of Wentz. So Taylor, right now, the best player going in fantasy football is on the Colts. Michael Pittman, a solid wide receiver too, a definite wide receiver three or flex, and Carson Wentz, maybe a plug-and-play consideration if your quarterback is hurt or on bye. From the Bucs standpoint, Tom Brady is currently QB3 behind Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson at 21.1 points per game in my standard scoring settings. In the last home game, he didn't throw four touchdowns for the first time all season. Short week. Colts can play some defense. I temper expectations in this game, but you've been very happy with Tom Brady. He's a potential league MVP, and he's QB3 on the year in my scoring settings. He's putting up the same average points per game as Jonathan Taylor. So they are tied for overall player four. Interestingly, Brady, 0.1 points per game better than Jalen Hurts. Brady, go. Mike Evans, keep checking status. Remember, he pulled up late on a catch and run where he might have been able to get into the end zone. That could have potentially won me a matchup in the AFL League against the Payway Privateers of Scott Heckathorn. It didn't, but Evans is wide receiver 7 on the season and clearly a favorite target of Tom Brady. Antonio Brown likely out one more week. For the games he's played, he's wide receiver 5 on the season. I'm hanging in there hoping Antonio Brown can help me make the playoffs next week or in the playoffs. Then you go down to Chris Godwin, who I show the numbers at he's wide receiver slash tight end 13 at 11.3 points per game. Keep checking status on him, but sounds like he's going to go. And then Gronk. Gronk had a good return against the Giants. He didn't score, but no worse for wear after the game. Feels like a game Gronk's going to score. Just does. And I know the Colts will be ready to defend him, but it just feels like a game Gronk's going to score. Currently, he's like just on the fringe of a top 20 wide receiver tight end play. If you have him in a mandatory tight end league, yes, he's an obvious play this week. As a wide receiver tight end flex, yeah, I can justify it unless you clearly have a top 20 type wide receiver that you're going to put in front of him. That you feel really good about this week. But Gronk seems to be in a good spot. Leonard Fournette has fallen outside my top 20 running backs. He's actually running back 21. But the touch count is still good. He hasn't been as productive the last month. But he's had more work than he usually has. I'm playing Fournette this week. I respect the Colts approach. Fournette is still, he's still an RB2. He's still a solid RB2. His touch count it's kind of right outside the top 10, and the points are right outside the top 20. He's going to catch passes out of the backfield. You're not worried about him losing a lot of snaps to Gio Bernard or Ronald Jones at this point. He's a decent RB2 play, and he's going to get chances to score when the Bucs get inside the 5-yard line. So there you go. There's what I got for you for the Bucs Bulletin this week for Buccaneers and Colts. Any specific questions? ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Remember, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast, separate from this one, talks about all 32 teams independent of the Bucs and their weekly opponent. Find that separately on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, or JoeBucksFan.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucs Bulletin is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm.